2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, the Bible reads this: "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? Or what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate." Not be united, not join up with every denomination and every unbeliever and everyone who's in darkness. Look at me, the Presbyterians are in darkness tonight. Why didn't you go talk to Brother Dave, who was raised Presbyterian? He didn't hear the gospel until he was an adult. Talk to Brother Garrett, who'd been a Lutheran and a Pentecostal, if he ever heard the gospel in those religions. Better yet, go out and knock the doors of the Lutherans and Presbyterians and find them that'll say to you, "Oh yeah, you just have to believe on Christ and you can't lose your salvation. It's the eternal gift of God." Show me all the ones that believe that. Because guess what? You're going to find person after person after person. So, do you know for sure you're going to heaven? I hope so. I'm trying. That's what you're going to find. And yet I'm to unite with the Presbyterians tonight. I'm to unite with the United Methodists when they have a sodomite behind the pulpit. I'm to unite with Pentecostals who believe you can lose your salvation and that speak in tongues and roll in the aisles. And I'll get to that later if I even have time. Good night. But the thing is, they're in darkness. They're not saved. They're unbelievers. They might talk, but they believe in Jesus. Another Jesus, another gospel. That's why. You're like, why'd you go off on that again? To make sure I nailed that down before I even got to this part of the sermon. So that you'd understand it. Because of the fact that these people, yes, they claim the name of Christ, but they're not saved. Okay? Many will say to Jesus in that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works." And then will I profess unto them, "I never knew you. Depart from me that work iniquity." There are a lot of people out there who are doing a lot of stuff in Jesus' name. "But God, we jammed for you. We played your music. We sang praise and worship. Depart from me, I never knew you." You don't believe the gospel, you're not saved. You're trusting your own works. And notice, he said these false teachers, their end shall be according to their works. Oh, you want works to save you? Okay, well, you'll be judged by your works. And you're going to come up short and found wanting. Now, there's so much music out there that's being put out by people who are not really saved. They're of these false denominations. And that music is used to unite the saved with the unsaved. Let me give you an example. I was driving through my hometown, Sacramento, this week, and I saw a billboard for Luis Palau. Okay? Yeah. Now, this is some kind of a famous evangelist. Now, he looks real clean cut now. But when I typed his name into the internet, I pulled up this long-haired image of him. Preaching. A few years back. Long hair, and he's preaching in Latin America, and he's jiving and jamming. And some woman is rocking out like Janis Joplin on the stage. Okay? And it's like, Luis Palau. And here's the thing. You know why people go to hear Luis Palau? They don't know Palau from Powwow. They don't care who this guy is. It's all about the music, because guess who comes and plays before Luis Palau? Toby Mac. Skillet. You know? The band Perry. You know, all these Christian effeminate rock bands and Toby Mac, who looks like he's out of the Village People, and all these other groups. Okay, the Christian rock is what brings them in. Because I remember when Billy Balaam came to town, or Billy Bastard, or Billy Graham, or whatever his name is. Billy Balaam came to town in Sacramento when I was a kid, and everybody's like, "You're going to the Billy Graham Crusade? Let's go to the Billy Graham Crusade!" Because so-and-so is playing. And it was all about the rock. It was all about the rock music leading up to Billy Graham's short sermon. It was a rock concert, and then Billy Graham comes out and gives the gospel. Which is not the gospel, it's another gospel.
Yeah, okay.
False gospel. And then people come down the aisle to be saved, and there's a Catholic and a Presbyterian and a United Methodist to give them the gospel, to give them a plan of salvation from whichever brand of Satan that they end up with when they get down there. Okay, so here's the thing. Luis Palau. You say, what's wrong with Luis Palau? He's bringing all religions together. That's what's wrong with him.
Yeah.
He sent us a flyer, wanted us to be involved when he came through Phoenix. And he said, you know, here's a list of all the churches involved. And it was churches of every denomination. And he said, we have people from these churches trained to give the gospel. So he's got the United Methodists. He's got the Presbyterians. He had some church called Intimacy with Jesus Church. You know, and I'm supposed to join up. Hey, I'm Pastor Anderson from Faithful Word. Oh, you're the pastor of Intimacy with Jesus Church? Well, we have so much in common. Oh, you're the pastor of the United Methodist Church? Now, are you one of the 90% that are straight? Or are you one of the 10% that's a homo? Or are you, or maybe you're one of the ones that's supposedly the 90%, but you're just in the closet. Because you're even a United Methodist, okay? So, look, when somebody's uniting United Methodists and Baptists in the same crusade, that's going contrary to this scripture right here, which says to be separate. Come out from among them. Divide. Be separate. So here's the thing. Good music divides. Jeremy? Yeah. Jesus said, think not that I'm come to send peace on earth. I came to bring division. That's what Jesus said in Luke chapter 12. I came to bring division.